Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with John Connolly, Executive Chairman at Far Angel Safety Technology, who will discuss their interim results. John, we last spoke to you back in April this year at the time of your full year results and the 9 million fundraise. Can you remind us what Far Angel does, the areas you're focused on, and what the opportunity for the business is?
Sure. For those who don't know us so well, Far Angel is an established leader in the European home safety products market. We've sold, well, at the time of the fundraise, around 70 million alarms. By the end of this year, that'll be closer to 75 million alarms. And our prime markets are the UK, which is about 75% of our revenue, and Europe. And we go to market through, in effect, two main divisions: the trade market, including social housing, and retail. In simple terms, the mission of the business into those markets is to protect and save lives. We do that through making innovative, leading-edge home safety products, and we do try and make them simple and accessible. The head office, if you like, is Coventry, with its great technology heritage. We also have an office and warehouse facilities in Gloucester. But our manufacturing itself is largely through outsourced partners, especially in Poland and China. We see a significant opportunity to grow a market share in the higher margin trade market. And within trade, we understand also social housing, of which there are some 4.5 million social properties in the UK alone. And trade is a higher margin marketplace than the more traditional retail-based markets of Fire Angel. And we're very much focused on Fire Angel's transformation to being more of a technology-led business, and with a particular emphasis on connected technology and the Internet of Things. So how does the Internet of Things play into this for us? Well, fires don't just happen. Normally, if you can collect data from the alarms and analyze it, then our unique connected homes technology can identify the risk factors and the trends, and you can start to predict the likelihood of an incident happening in any given dwelling. So we've had this technology for a number of years, and we are now just starting to deploy it. It's quite a long road, but in particular, we are starting to get more pilots in the social housing scene, which, as we all know, is one of particular sensitivity. And since Grenfell Tower in 2017, fire safety and social housing is of paramount importance. And there's a real growing pressure on landlords to ensure further incidents are prevented. We think our connected homes technology is potentially game-changing for housing authorities and landlords generally. And the best evidence of our progress has come through our partnership with Ealing Borough Council. They've got some 16,000 social housing dwellings. And to date, we've installed about 18,000 alarm devices within that 16,000 properties. And a typical property might have 4, 5, 7 devices. So that gives you some idea of the scale. The next stage is expected to be now taking that data and seeing what learning we and Ealing can derive from it in order to keep increasing the safety.
Can you give us an overview of the performance for the half year 2021?
Well, the performance was in line with the board's expectations for the half year. We are particularly pleased, however, that we achieved that despite, as I suspect many investors of this company and other companies in the technology space know, the challenges from global supply chains. So it was a good performance. We're particularly pleased we returned the company to a small EBITDA positive, which is just a really good result. We carried on making progress against our strategic priorities with improvements on gross margin, which was consciously done. And our partnership with a German energy and efficiency service provider continues to progress. That was the very exciting announcement from earlier in the year. And we have been raising our first invoices, not only to the half, but since then. And we've now invoiced the large part of £1 million. And we are approaching the end of the first phase of that project, which is the specification phase, and very shortly expect to enter the phase two, the actual development of this new generation smoke alarm.
And can you run us through the financial highlights of the first half?
Yeah, well, revenue was up very significantly. Now, you would expect a rebound, of course. However, what's particularly pleasing is that was about 7% ahead of first half of 2019, our last normal year. So it's a big swing, as we planned. And the other key metric that's very important to the company and that we focus on a lot is the gross margin. And that improved in line with what we planned for. And of course, that gross margin improvement journey is key to driving our future performance and cash generation. Now, within the sales numbers and the movements around there, there's worth highlighting a couple of sectoral points. The trade market, which I've mentioned is a great opportunity for us, is up about 85% over the same period last year. But again, interestingly, it's also 50% up over the same period of 2019, that last, you know, normal year, if I can put it like that. So another way of putting it, it's gone from a fifth of our revenue in 2019 to over a quarter of the higher revenue figure. And of course, that helps drive the gross margin forward. Retail is up 38% over the same period last year. Again, quite pleasingly, 10% up over 2019. Now, within that, and a lot of people listening to this will, of course, expect this, but nonetheless, it's a good result for us, is the continued progress with online. Now, that's up by around 50% over the same period last year. And interestingly, around 80% up over the same period in 2019. And that just reflects this shift that's been driven very much by lockdowns. And we are really trying hard to position ourselves to follow that trend. At the mid-year, our net cash was £2.2 million against a net debt at the same time last year of £1.5 million. Now, we normally fund working capital through an invoice discounting facility of up to about £7.5 million, and we weren't using that facility at mid-year. Cash is probably slightly flattered by the fact that we plan to create more inventory to meet demand, but due to the global supply chain issues, we couldn't quite build to the extent we wanted. And so the balancing number is inventory was slightly lower than forecast at just under £5 million.
How have you started to deploy the net proceeds from the £9 million fundraise in April?
So you remember that our first priority was to move towards more higher value activities. And one key project involves working with a third party development partner on a range of entry level products. Historically, we've burned far too much first world time, cost, wages on developing things over long periods that we just can't get much economic benefit from. And so this project is fully on track. It will benefit us from 1Q 2022. Tooling is complete for all the products in this entry level range. Products are well underway in certification, and we speak now, we're on the point of placing our first purchase orders. So that's on track, and it's a range of products that will replace some existing products, a number of smoke and heat alarms, in total about 19 stock keeping units. But this will replace of the order of 12 to 15% of 2022 turnover of what would have been our own products with these higher margin products. And we think there's probably more potential there than we originally thought, and we'll update if that indeed materializes. But it's a key part of driving higher margins for the business. The other part of the higher value activities I've touched on already is, of course, the new generation alarm for our German partner, and that is going very well. The second strategic priority is really around selling much more of the connected propositions. We've spent a lot of R&D money in recent years, as investors know, on developing higher level connected technology. To drive better gross margins in the business, we need to sell more. So it's great that we've just had a record period in Benelux sales. We've set records in UK trade, because that's what's going to drive, in particular, the higher margins in the business. So you can see a bar chart here. The grey is our trade sales, and the yellow is retail sales of connected products. And you can see the steady growth, albeit with a significant dip in the middle of last year, but you can see the progress. And this is starting to be a different proposition, a different world from the old buy one alarm or two alarms at a time. This is connected alarms. And as you can see, it's starting to be a bigger and bigger part of our business. Obviously, we expect quarter four to be a new record for the amount of connected products we've sold. But that newer technology is a richer, more economically valuable sale for us than, as I say, the old model of a smaller price point, one or two alarms, versus here, it's not uncommon for people to buy four, five, six, eight alarms in a connected world. So that directional indication here is very important. The yellow, of course, that great increase in retail, that's particularly driven in the last five quarters by online. So really, it's a great direction for us. And if we sell more connected products, we will drive our margins. Interestingly, with our app, that's going really well off a small base, but we had about 1,600 new devices registered on that app to the middle of September, just a few days ago. In the whole of September last year, it was only 500 devices. So you can see it's really picking up speed. And in total, we're at about 21,000 devices, but on that starkly rising curve. So I'm quite excited to see what happens when we get to Q4, because in all sorts of connected devices, that's when consumers really focus on buying connected products. And we found that connected alarms are no different. And I really expect that curve, that uptake of connected devices and the increase in devices on the app to grow even more strongly. So I'm really looking forward to finding out how Q4 turns out. And the third area was just, there were quite a lot of value chain improvements we wanted to tackle. One of those was packaging. And that has been worth the shift from plastic style packaging to cardboard, as well as being good for the environment, has been worth about 1 point on our gross margin in the half. And that is just an ongoing thing, because that change has happened. We're delighted with the fundraise, but one of the uses of the funds from that was indeed to make minor investments across the business in better processes, better IT systems. And that is starting to give us better efficiencies, improved reporting, enhanced controls, much easier order admin and reporting. We're making good progress there, and we'll report back further in the new year. But it does give the opportunity to just shave some costs, as we hoped, in full year 2022. In reality, we may redeploy those, but it just starts to add a little bit of better leverage on our cost base versus the growth in our revenue that we are achieving this year, and which we expect to further build on next year.
And what progress have you made against your strategic priorities?
We raised these funds so that we could continue to progress against our strategy, and that is to ultimately support growth in sales, margin expansion, and obviously to enhance shareholder value. So far, they've been used to strengthen the balance sheet whilst we maintain commitment to focus on innovative product development. However, as I've alluded to briefly, the global supply chain challenges have frustrated one element of our plans in the current year, which was to increase our inventory to meet demand. We do expect a slight rise in inventory levels in the second half of 2021. However, as I say, we've been slightly stifled in our ability to do that, because I think every investor listening to this, or potential investor, will have heard the story about what's going on in global supply chains. Port closures, factory part working conditions, pingdemics, the pandemic itself, sea routes changing, container availability, cost of containers, requirement to air freight. It's been really multifaceted. And all of it leads through into delay, as well as into higher costs, which it's important to note at this point, and we expect to continue to do so, but we've mitigated a lot of the effects of all these issues to remain on track. And of course, another key use, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, has been investing in efficiencies for the business. And we're well into that process, and we really think it will definitely help next year in a number of ways. We are just becoming a more efficient business, and hopefully we'll start to offer slightly better leverage of the revenue against operating costs due to these investments.
And what should investors expect in the second half?
Well, we expect to deliver a performance on the full year consistent with market expectations. We have had to mitigate a lot of issues against a very challenging backdrop, but we have and do continue to make progress against our strategic priorities, including in particular the gross margin improvement plan. And we continue to see this growing interest in our connected technology. So all of that bodes very well, and we're using the funds we raised in April as planned. So the second half of the year, whilst undoubtedly presenting challenges, is on track to meet market expectations. It's a very dynamic situation. The board will continue to monitor the factors around that very closely, but we are managing to mitigate the challenges, and it would be great for us to deliver that full year performance in line with market expectations.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.